Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Bryce Dessner is best known as one of the twin guitarists from the rock band The National. Along with his twin brother Aaron, Bryce has also curated the Crossing Brooklyn Ferry Festival at BAM. But Bryce Dessner is also a trained composer, and the famed Kronos Quartet is about to release a new album consisting of four string quartets that Bryce has written. He joins me on Soundcheck to tell us about it. Good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
So, first contact. How did you first meet Kronos?
When my brother and I were working on Dark Was the Night, it was a big two-disc charity compilation we produced in 2009. We just really wanted to include them on that. And so they ended up, I got in touch, and they ended up covering the title track, Dark Was the Night. They did this amazing version of the Blind Willie Johnson tune where mm-hmm. David Harrington strung his violin with steel strings and played it with a slide. So that was, basically the first point of contact. And then from there, they're just so voracious and kind of they're such restless creative musicians that quickly thereafter they knew I was writing a lot of music. And then David asked me to write the first piece.
The first piece you wrote for them was a hymn. What does a hymn mean? But more importantly, what's the story behind that title?
A hymn is a Yiddish word that means homeward. That I think is a really beautiful word. And when David asked me to write this piece, and it was for a specific occasion. They were playing Prospect Park in 2009, and which I live about two blocks south of there mm-hmm. in Ditmas Park. And so they were playing the band shell, and he wanted me to write a piece specifically, thinking Brooklyn composer would be great to do this. And he's a couple things came out of that conversation. One was, it probably shouldn't be too quiet or too subtle of a piece because it's going to be outside in front mm-hmm. of a lot of people. And that's why a hymn is, the piece of music is pretty ferocious the whole way through. And it was kind of a good moment for me to do that, actually. Like, I really got into writing something that they could really dig into. The other thing that came out of it is David's, part of it, him being so just energetic and adventurous about music, he's also really curious. So we're meeting and inevitably we start talking about how did I end up in New York, and we talked about my family background, which is my grandmother was an immigrant from Russia and had come here as a teenager, essentially. And so we were talking about that and about her, and at the time she was very sick. She died shortly after. And I just decided, we decided I would write this piece for my grandmother, actually. And that's so a hymn, Yiddish was her first language. And essentially the story goes that David said, well, we'll play the piece in Brooklyn, which is where she spent her adult years. And then we'll take it back. And there was a town in Poland called Ludz, Poland, where she mm-hmm. She came through on her way to America, where my great grandparents would have lived. And Kronos actually had a concert scheduled there. So they essentially retraced her journey with the music. So wow. this idea of kind of taking it back to where she was from. And it ended up being a really kind of beautiful tribute.
Let's hear a little bit. The piece is A Hame, the first of the string quartet works that Bryce Dessner of The National has composed for the Kronos Quartet. Thank you. A Haim is the name of that music from my guest Bryce Desner. You know him from The National, from the band Clogs, various other projects. Now Kronos Quartet on November 5th is releasing this album as part of their 40th anniversary season, and it's four works written by Bryce Desner. A Haim is the first of them. So when you write a song, you know, for The National, you write the song, you guys go in the studio, you record it, that's the song. I mean, it'll change maybe from night to night as you tour it. You would think a composed piece, notes on a page, that once the ink is dry, that's the piece. But in fact, as the piece gets played, it sort of becomes something.
Yeah, and the more that musicians inhabit it, you know, the more you're always finding, and that's the beauty of playing, you know, for... It's a score, but the score is just has kind of endless variation within it that you can find.
Right. And so at some point, did you think, wow, this is different from what I originally wrote? You know, does that ever happen with a composed work?
I mean, I think with A Haim, it happened a bit. I would say it happened more with some of the other work. I think like Tenebrae, the larger work on the record, is one that definitely we shaped together, and that kind of transformed itself.
Yeah. Now, Tenebrae features vocals. Who is that?
Tenebrae is a piece that's inspired by a lot of vocal Renaissance music. So Tenebrae is a Holy Week service that they also call it Maundy Thursday. It's the before Good Friday, and mm-hmm. I made a string quartet, a 17 minute string quartet inspired by vocal music, and then I thought, you know, I really want to have voices at the end of it. So I asked my friend Sufjan Stevens, who is, you know, someone we share, we're very close and collaborate a lot, and kind of in the spirit of Kronos, I wanted to do something with vocals, but just a bit of a curveball, you know, something unexpected, something you wouldn't expect in a classical piece to hear a folk singer, essentially. And so that's, so I basically wrote Sufjan an 8-part vocal.
In this 17-minute piece, he doesn't appear until like 15 minutes in.
There's like an octet of him singing this really kind of beautiful, simple melodies over the end of the piece.
Tenebrae is the name of the work from my guest Bryce Desner, the guitarist and composer, and the subject of this new forthcoming album by Kronos Quartet. That's a little bit of Tenebrae, a beautiful work written by Bryce Desner, guitarist from The National, the second of four works now that Bryce, you've written for the Kronos Quartet, this one with a little bit of help from the singer-songwriter Sufjan Stevens. Is it a different process composing a work for other people from when you're writing for your own band, for The National?
It's sometimes the way I generate music is very similar, I think, that I always say that I'm the same person, whatever room I'm in with, you know, it's if I'm in a room with an orchestra or a string quartet and we're working with notated music, it doesn't mean I'm a different, I am wearing a different hat than if I'm jamming with my band or something. It's, so you use the same tools, you know, I'll sometimes I generate music on a guitar or a piano, or I'm just working purely from score, thinking about sounds, and, you know, Tenebrae is very textural, so there's lots of ideas that I had kind of conceptually about it in the beginning. I guess the next step as far as where you take it, you know, The National, we kind of write as we record, and that's especially true of Matt when he's working on melodies and lyrics.
It's Matt,
you know,
Berninger, the vocals.
Where in the case of this music, it's really about getting really deeply into the actual score and making it clear and getting my ideas down. And once they're down, and then it's, you know, cleaning it up and making it presentable to actual musicians and making sure it's playable and all those things. So that part of the process is quite different.
Now, a couple of seasons ago, we debuted your double concerto, your concerto for two guitars, you and your brother Aaron, with the American Composers Orchestra at the World Financial Center. And the whole piece was in 5/4. And I asked you before the performance, you know, what's this love affair with 5/4? Because with your other band, Clogs, you'd done some of that. And you said, well, I'm not allowed to write in 5/4 with the National, which I wasn't quite sure how seriously to take that answer. And then on the new album, there it is. There's like, you know, alternating bars of 5/4 on the song I Should Live in Salt. Are there things that you can do as a composer that you can't do in a rock band?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, there's the beauty of you know, what the strength of my band, I think, is that we really, it's all about the song. So we always say, you know, no matter how interesting a musical idea is, if the song written to it is not good, then it doesn't, you know, we have some super exciting music we've written over the years that ended up with kind of a bum song, and then that we just throw it out.
Right.
You're right that, that this Trouble Will Find Me is the first record where we've used kind of odd meter.
Don't make me read your mind. You should know me better than that. It takes me too much time. You should know me better than that.
So the last song, Hard to Find, is something I wrote that is in 5, and then it starts kind of slipping around out of 5. And so there's quite a, and Demons is one that's in 7. So we, you know, that what I said to you 3 years ago, I guess maybe they heard that or something. But for me anyway, music is emotional and has to have some kind of heart in it that makes people feel something or hear something new. And so that's the same whether it's a rock song or it's a 15-minute string quartet. It's just kind of the pacing is different.
Right. Even if that heart is beating in 5/4 time.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're speaking with Bryce Dessner. The new album is called A Hame, 4 works written for the Kronos Quartet. Does that include Tor Eiffel? Was that written for Kronos? Because that was originally a Brooklyn Youth Chorus.
Yeah, Tor Eiffel was actually written for the Brooklyn Youth Chorus. And then as I was writing it, we were working on this record, and I decided I would include, you know, make it something with string quartet. So it has a string quartet part with it, but it's a much larger piece. It has piano, electric guitar, percussion, trombone, and, you know, 48 singers.
Mm-hmm. All of them under the age of 18.
Yeah, and they're amazing. You would never, you know, they sing like pros. They're really, really great. Yeah.
Right, let's hear a little bit. Tor Eiffel? Is that how you pronounce it?
Tor Eiffel.
Tor Eiffel.
Yeah.
Looks like Tor Eiffel, but Tor Eiffel, yeah. Bryce Dessner, and music played by the Kronos Quartet and the Brooklyn Youth Chorus. Tor Eiffel is the name of that piece, sort of an homage to France around the turn of the last century,
yeah, the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. That's music that Bryce Dessner wrote, not for Kronos Quartet originally, but for the Brooklyn Youth Chorus, but Kronos Quartet now a part of the piece. It's on their forthcoming record called A Hame, 4 works by Bryce Dessner, who you may know from The National and the band Clogs. You've done a fair amount of composing, even while working with a, you know, heavily touring and recording rock band. There's something coming up next month, right, with So Percussion?
Yeah, I'm doing, it's another quartet, actually, and Carnegie Hall commissioned me to write them a new quartet. And for this piece, I actually was thinking a long time about what I wanted to do. And what I ended up doing is I designed a new instrument based on the hammered dulcimer. And had a friend of mine named Aaron Sanchez, who has a great band called Bukengase. He's an instrument builder, a fantastic instrument builder. And so we basically worked together and designed this this, it's kind of an electric dulcimer instrument that they play with pencils and bows and all kinds of things. So I've written this pretty big, it's a 40-minute work for them called Music for Wooden Strings.
Wow. So each of them has one of these instruments.
There's a quartet. So there's a bass, two tenors, and an alto. Yeah.
Wow. All right. So that'll be at Carnegie's Zenkel Hall with So Percussion on November 23rd. Bryce Dessner, the album is called A Haim, four works written for and played by the Kronos Quartet. The album comes out on November 5th. Bryce, always a pleasure to have you with us. Good to see you again.
Thanks so much, John.
This is Soundcheck.